Coming back home and taking a look at the JSE's performance, the All Share down 0.56% by the finish. We've had the Resources 10 component coming under quite a bit of pressure with that Rand strength filtering through in a big way today, down 1.5%. Financial 15, 0.7% lower, and the Industrial 25 trading pretty flat. Joining me in studio now for a closer look at the day's markets action, Devin Schutt from the Robert Group. Thanks so much, Devin, for joining us this evening. So we had investors seeing interest rate cuts on the cards at the Fed's next meeting later this month, providing some impetus to markets at the start. That seems to have fizzled out over in Europe and then locally.
Yeah, so I mean, remember, end of last week, we had that knockout jobs number out of the US. That put the cuts off the table for a couple of days. Fed Chair Jerome Powell came out yesterday and said, no, we are still going to get that. So that did give the markets a bit of a lift. We're seeing that tempering slightly. I think markets grappling with the quantum of what the cut's going to be. I've heard 50 basis points. I think that's very unlikely. I think we'll get 25, which was probably more than priced in. But I think what that does is give us a clear path to possibly ease rates at our meeting next week. I don't think it'll be because the Fed cuts, but I think it'll be in a benign inflation environment with the Rand as strong as it is and oil possibly the only real shock factor that we see at the moment, I think there is scope for them to moderate.
We'll get to the Rand in a bit. It is the big story today, yeah. But I want to take a look at how you've interpreted then today's manufacturing and mining numbers, because as I said at the top, a bit of a mixed bag in terms of expectations and where those were sitting, but broad-based, a negative picture being painted here.
Yes, and I mean, I don't think that comes as a surprise. I think manufacturing a small amount of growth, mining inherently weak. I think there's also some impacts from strikes starting to be felt there. The platinum sector is bracing for strike season there. So I think that's probably going to be prolonged. I think there's also certain electricity supply issues that have fed into that number as well. So, yeah, not a good story. And, yeah, it doesn't bode well for the job creation onus that we all need to take on.
Nevertheless, the Rand at 13.90. Yeah. What are you making of current valuations as we talk about inflated assets and asset valuations coming through, not locally alone, but on a global scale too?
Yeah, so I mean, it's nice to see the Rand strong, mostly driven by external factors. When you look at inflated assets and particularly equities in the US, those aren't looking overly expensive, but there is some downside risks there. I think we're going to see earnings moderate in the US. That as a result of slowing global growth, that as a result of possibly the once-off tax reliefs that we saw starting to move out of the system now. So yeah, I think it's going to be harder for these companies to maintain these earnings multiples.
And yet we've got Woolworths shares hitting 6-month highs on solid sales growth today. Top performer on the top 40 index, gaining 7.86%. Warranted in your books, or just a case of, that bar of expectation being set so low that anything would have been, taken quite positively today?
Yeah, I think that's right. I think Woolworths shareholders have been through a lot. It was good to see. I mean, the food sales was predictably good. I think for my mind, what was pleasing is to start to see the core fashion sales starting to exhibit growth. Because remember, that's really what drives the Woolworths group. You know, when you've got their target market, which is females walking in there and they like the basic goods and they're available.
Only females.
It has historically been. That then drives the food sales and the financial services and everything else. So if they're starting to get that right, I think that bodes well for them. Australia, they are struggling, but I think there was also a good point there in the online sales are really starting to gain traction and making up more of a proportion of overall sales in Australia.
And of course, it's that online segment that gets highlighted more and more emphatically as time progresses. Just yesterday, we had Naspers out with its announcement on Superbalist, and that impressive, to say the least.
Yeah, I mean, so there they're putting, I think it was R1 billion turnover for the first time. Australia's economy is very similar to ours in many respects, relies a lot on resource sector type economies. They've been struggling. They've also been lowering their interest rates. So it is important for us to see positivity coming out there.
How much do you see it starting to influence the way these retailers operate in South Africa? I mean, we were talking about our manufacturing sector and that being in a state of distress, but Superbalist highlighting that it's own label brands that are doing bulk of the heavy lifting for the group right now, and that as it allows a local manufacturing to afford it higher margins.
Yes, I mean, those margins get passed all the way through the value chain, particularly if there's been local manufacturing. I would love to see that trend continue. But for that to happen, the local manufacturing and the local retailers have to be competitive virtually on a global scale now. And we've seen how difficult that is with certain very high input costs.
Yeah. How worried are you about Cell C? Its debt rating was recently downgraded to reflect that, a default is pretty much on the cards moving forward, but it's appointed firms now to investigate its various business units possibly involved in irregular practices, and that having a ripple effect on the share price of its major shareholder, and that being Blue Label Telecoms.
Yeah, so I think unfortunately Blue Label, the acquisition hasn't been bedded down the way they would have liked when they initially went into the deal. I think what you've got here is the market being scared of any possible malfeasance. So, you know, they're doing the right thing. They're sending in the investigators. The share price hasn't liked it. The market's reacted quite negatively to it, taking it back to 2008 levels with Blue Label. We're going to have to wait and see how bad it is there. This is going to take longer than Blue Label would have liked.
And while we wait, investors flee. What are you being pulled towards? What's your stock pick right now?
Yeah, so it's one that's listed in Norway on the Oslo Stock Exchange, Leroy Seafood Group. They farm salmon. You can't think of a better place in the world than the icy west coast of Norway to farm salmon. Incredibly efficient farming. The feed ratios, it's 1-for-1 compared to beef, which is 8-to-1. Huge margins there. 5 million people a day eat the Norwegian salmon, and they've doubled earnings in over 5 years.
Leroy, one to watch. Let's leave it there. Thanks so much for joining us in studio this evening, Devon. Of course, Devon Shute is with the Robert Group. What's your stock pick right now?
Yeah, so it's one that's listed in Norway on the Oslo Stock Exchange, Leroy Seafood Group. They farm salmon. You can't think of a better place in the world than the icy west coast of Norway to farm salmon. Incredibly efficient farming. The feed ratios, it's 1-for-1 compared to beef, which is 8-to-1. Huge margins there. 5 million people a day eat the Norwegian salmon, and they've doubled earnings in over 5 years.
Leroy, one to watch. Let's leave it there. Thanks so much for joining us in studio this evening, Devon. Of course, Devon Shute is with the Robert Group.